Okay.
All right. Boketov, everyone. Okay, so a few questions here. So let's start with number one. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Le Messiah Le Idach, the Rav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Kesherim. So we basically come and suggest that the din that you need two Talmidei Chachamim is supporting different statements of Rav, right? And the second one is that he said that when there's a heter, right, to have yichud with two men, that's dafka where they're kasherim, yeah. So the question is though that if we're going to say well that our mission, which is talking about talmidei chachamim, yeah, it's just, you know, that's kind of support. Does that suggest that kasherim need to be talmidei chachamim? That seems to be the simple suggestion, yeah. And then the follow up on this is, yeah, that also, you know, there was a stage in which kind of we said you need kind of, you know, all three. Yeah? You need three people, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what about the Baal, yeah? Is the Baal, well, is he a kasher, yeah? So, you know, how does that fit with that? So start off with the Ramah from the Shulchan Aruch. So this actually just kind of jumps to the bottom line halacha. So he says, Yeshemrim, right? De isha achas mit yachedes im shtei anashim kasherim. Right, imhu ba'ir v'stam anashim kasherim hein. So he says categorically, yeah, stam people are considered.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. So that would suggest that you don't need to be talmidei chachamim, yeah.
Right.
Stam anashim kasherim, yeah. So right. the bir hagra on that, yeah. So he speaks out. He says v'stam chuli, right. So he said kein chu pashta de misnisen v'gemara, right. So this is not our mission in the Gemara. That's just kind of the Sugyan condition, yeah. The very fact it says, you know, they need to share him and not Puritzim implies anyone who's not Puritzim, you're good, yeah. Mashmadavka Puritzim is a problem, b'chuli, yeah. Now he has to apologize. The fact that we say, try to make a deal, can say, oh, look, it has to be, you know, it was the mission of Dafka had to say Talmidei Chachamim. The answer is, yeah, it's not coming to say that's all you need. It's just trying to try to contrast, yeah, and say, but not, you know, what's the opposite of a Talmidei Chacham is Am Haaretz. It kind of goes to, you know, kind of goes to extremes, so to speak, yeah.
What does that mean? So that any Am Haaretz is a Parrots?
It's no, stam Am Haaretz, that's what I'm saying. In the Lashon Chazal, right? I mean, we used to being...
Oh, the coarse but, kind of guy.
Right.
As you say in the normal world, not the normal, the other world, that is like a low guy. He's like a... Right. What's the word? Whatever. But he's like a...
Right. When in the world of Chazal, basically, you had people who learnt, yeah? Right. And you had people who are kind of a bit devoid, unfortunately, of Torah. And that's kind of like, we call them Talmidei Chachamim Am Haaretz Puritzim, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not like a full explanation. I liked some of the things that people said, by the way. Yeah. Right. Like, for instance, it could be Talmidei Chachamim, you're certain that they're Kesherim, you know, and that, therefore, I very much like that answer. But anyway, we see that's addressed. Now, the Nesivas Yam, I kind of add a little bit on, yeah, about the Baal. Yeah, Nesivas Yam is a more contemporary, but a well-known sefer on Sota, yeah? So he says, right, Hinei, right, in Be'inan Kesherim Davka, right, Sarich Loma, Degam HaBaal Nechshav Lekasha. He makes this deal. He says, right, if you need Dafka Kesherim, and we're saying you need to have, you know, three, let's say, as well. We're putting together the halachas, yeah?
Right.
So that it comes out that the Baal also has to be considered a kasher, right? It's not good to have two Kesherim and one, let's say, right, a parrot, yeah? Right? And then he has to apologize a bit, because the whole point of this is we're worried about the Baal, yeah? Right, so he says, Delo chashinan kolkach sha'bal yavo aleha v'yekalkel kolkach b'dika samay. Because we're not worried so much. We're not going to treat him like mamash apollos,
right,
yeah. Because we ain't so worried that he's gonna have relations and then spoil the whole checking, right, yeah. Lachain kozman she'ena biyichud, right? Ima ein lachush leklum, right? And therefore, as long as he's not biyichud, that's fine. That's all we're trying to look out for. And I just wanted to add a little bit on that, mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, it's not mukhra. But I was thinking, yeah, also that's another, this could be another support for saying that it doesn't have to be Dafka Talmidei Chachamim, because L'chore, even if you're going to say the Baal is, we're not choshed him and therefore he's a kasher, but L'chore, it's hard to say that he's on the level of Talmidei Chacham. So anyway, so I thought that's another support a bit, loved. I hadn't seen anyone brought that, but on the back of that, I want to say it's a support for saying Lav Dafka has to be Talmidei Chachamim.
I was just wondering also, it depends how you look, because that's like Imtim Tzolom Rav's right that you need three.
Right,
if Rav doesn't really need three,
Well, Rav himself holds you do.
You do, yeah. I'm saying, yeah, but if we look at it as like an independent proof.
Independent proof, yeah.
I was just thinking...
It's independent proof, yeah. You wouldn't necessarily say that. Right. But so if you were to say that two applies even on the...
I was putting
them together.
I'm saying because...
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. Next question, right? So, I won't read the whole quote, but you know, speaking outside, yeah, we know that they're right. In fact, on the question thing,
There were two
pirchas. None of people asked, yeah, right? There were two pirchas, yeah, on this kavachomer, right? So, if just to speak it out, right? The first pircha was, yeah, to say, well, wait a sec, yeah. I mean, the kavachomer, first of all, yeah, is saying, listen, if we believe, yeah, him on something which is really chamor, yeah, like kares, yeah, but we're prepared to be relaxed, and we'll trust him on kares, yeah. So koshi came, we should be relaxed and trust him when it's just a love, right? That was the kavachomer. Right. So the first pirukh was saying, no, wait a sec, yeah, dafka, turn on his head, yeah. If it's kares, he's going to be jolly careful, right? It's chamor. People know, kares, have to be careful, yeah. For something which is a love, his attitude will be he'll be lenient. So therefore, forget, yeah. That was the first pirukh. And then the second pircha that's brought later on in the Brisa, yeah, was to say no, yeah, that something, right, where there's a heter, so he's gonna hold out, yeah, you know, kind of pas pasala kind of svara, mm-hmm. Yeah. So nidah, he'll just, you know, he's prepared to wait out, yeah. Sota, where basically there's never going to be a heter, you know, unless there's unless you drink, but who knows whether she'll even do that and whatever, yeah. So therefore, there's a more of a Yates horror, yeah. So why do we bring these two pirchas, yeah? So Tosfos, yeah, there's Tosfos there, so let's read it here. So he says, Yesh Loma, right, Dafka Bapircha, Shaken Yesh Hetel Yisura, Pirchuchu, right? And he's going on the later one. Dafka, it was that was asked, because we then said Rabbi Huda, they asked that question, and then he said his Gzeiris Kasuf. Aval Behinen Tenis Lo Pachuchu, right? But that wasn't such a kasha. Right, and therefore that's why we needed another pircha. Why? To eshken beduchti segiin, yeah, because we find in many places, yeah, the chamira lehula inshi avera kala, right? That actually it's not such a clear logic, yeah, that people treat things which like big punishments like seriously and small punishments not. No, sometimes, yeah, people actually, you know, avera kala. In people's heads, you know, they treat it like they think it's very serious, yeah.
Yeah, and which we say in Bates with Durabon.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that right, it's not normally in derisors people are making.
I hear. You're saying this is right. This is a bit of a difference. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but Tosfos seems to see even. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we see it in Durabon. Yeah, exactly.
So that was the whole thing. People is Durabon and derisor, but in derisors itself, people
within derisors. I hear, yeah, right. But anyway, Tosfos says this: "Mistapu minei tefei ma'aveira chamura." So that's what Tosfos says. There's a problem with the first pircha. Yeah. Now, what about enough between the two? This is a great one. Yeah. Look at this. Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah. So he says, right, lefiza nira, and the im pirsa nida. Right. What happens if the sota becomes a nida? According to the first answer, yeah, if the sota becomes a nida, yeah, mutaloli his yachidimah, right? In that case, right, the kavachomer comes back to force, right? Because she's also got the chumrah of being a nida, right? Kevan dasurlo gam kain mishum nida disa chamul, because that's a very chamul issa, yeah. Ulam nafi mashev shivu hachamim leRabbi Yosi dinina yesh heter leisura. But if it's according to the second thing, which is a nidah's got a heter, right? Im kein b'chol inyan asul his yached imah, right? Because the sota that's a nidah, yeah, she's not going to be, even when she nidah falls off, she's still going to be a sota. That's a practical nafkamina from Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. Gishmach nafkamina. Okay, next one. The omer maim gnuvim yimatku, yeah? So this is a bit of a problem, right? Because we say, right, that the ein la heter. And then it says, "Va'omer maim gnuvim yimatku." Yeah. So yimtaku. Yeah. So the question is, why? What's this va'omer? What's kind of adding on, right? There's no heta and also stolen waters. And what's more, it's a bit of a problem because stolen waters means things which are asa, and both cases are asa.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, that's the nidah's asa and the sota's asa. Yeah. So why should, if that's a svara to say that sota is a problem because you've stolen waters, then why shouldn't that also apply to nida? So Tosfos says, yeah, nira, that's the first one here, nira, right, dahai va'omer purushu hachi. This is how you explain it, klomar. Mai tali bahachi, she'ein heta li'asura, right? Why? What? It's kind of coming on the back of this logic, right? My tali b'hachi she'ein heter li'isura. Right? Why are we kind of, you know, depending on the fact that there's no heter li'isura? Chada, right? Di'itzra tokfo, right? Ma'acha she'ein heter li'isura. Right? We're holding because there's a special yetzahara, yeah. Because of the fact that there's no heter, that creates a yetzahara, yeah. Right, so ein matzim b'davar, right? Im lo ach shavei mesai, because you know, at the end of the day, right? Since there's no heter, if not now, when? Yeah, you're not going to wait it out because there's no heter, right? But im toma, and therefore you could ask on that, right? Lo yitak benu yitzro al ishto. But wait a sec, we're talking about his wife, right? Hoel abal kavar. Maybe, you know, even if you're going to say, yeah, ein heter, therefore if not now, when? But yeah, but it's not so much of yitzhar anyway, right? Because it's his wife, yeah, and he's already had relations with her. So. No, both. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about Sota.
Right.
No, right now I'm not making a distinction, yeah? Okay. I'm just saying, the way he's saying it is, he's saying within Sota, you want to say Sota is more chamul, right? Because it hasn't got a heter, right? And therefore, there's a special yetzahara, if not now, when, yeah? Right? But he said, yeah, but on the counter, you could say, yeah, but it's not such yetzahara, right? It's with wife, you know, he's already been with her, so it's not such yetzahara, yeah? That's what you could ask, yeah? Right? And therefore, on the back of that, we have to say there's also another addition to this, which is Mayim Gnuvim
Yimtaku.
So yeah, he's been with her before, right? So you'd say maybe it's not such a Yates the horror, right? But no, because now she's different, yeah? Because now she's stolen waters, yeah? So it's the two things kind of coming together, basically.
So we've got to correct the test. There's only two.
I thought it was two.
Oh, what was it? We haven't finished.
Oh, yeah. That's what you thought.
We haven't finished. There may be another approach.
Okay.
Let's take a taste. This is interesting, by the way. You'll see there's different approaches here. So the taste of it's chance. He's got a different touch. Yeah. You ready for this? Yeah. So he's also bothered by the same thing. He says, "V'yesh leim dehachi purushu." Right. This is how to explain it. Right? So this is a counter argument, yeah? This is a counter argument. So yes, there's a heter, yeah, but wait a sec, yeah? He's flaming mad with her, right? Right? She's like, you know, his wife, she's gone in steer, he's told her not to, gone in steer with Adam with another man. Like, why did you worry that he's going to come onto her bederech, right? Snua, right? She's hated in his eyes, yeah? Right, and that's why we had to come on something else. So again, a different svara. So both of those so far, right, is just having to come on to an extra svara because there's a certain kind of weakness, lagabi sota. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now listen to the rishash. Yeah. Are you ready for this? Yeah. So there's a first answer. I'll skip that. Yeah. But it's actually something that Gil said. It's going on the sefer of the pasuk. Yeah. I'll skip that sec. If you go in the first line, he says. Ba'od nira, right, the faresh. Yeah, can you see that right at the end of the first line?
Last right. Four words, yeah.
Ba'od nira faresh, al pi, right, ha to itab shahe nida, right, de nichale de lo lemus, yeah, bal, de tahave aleha maim gnuvim, yeah. So, ein sham, right? Chay hazinan, right, de sakadatcha de avid inish milta, ki hecha de lahave aleha, right, the haba maim gnuvim. So I'm just going to speak it kind of outside. Basically saying, you might have thought, yeah, right, that actually there's a svara to think that someone wants to create maim gnuvim, right? V'hachanami gabi sota yitzru tokfo tfei, right? And here also, therefore, yeah, in the case of the sota, right, there's an extra yitzhara, right? Yitzru tokfo dim yavo aleha, right? Shuvlo ye mayim bod kimosa, right? And then the waters will never check her, right? Tia sura alav leolam. She's going to be asked him forever. Yeah, listen to this. Tia love mine gnuvim koyame. Yeah?
Whoa.
So what's it saying here? And this is now a contrast, yeah, right. To Nida, right? Because
right.
Nida, if he stumbles, yeah, so he stumbles, right? But he's saying, but wait a sec, yeah? Here the svara is, yeah, that when it comes to Sota, right, if he comes upon her, then the waters won't check her. She's now going to be mamash asa forever, and even the waters won't check her. So you have two things. You have the fact, right, that the nid is going to become mutter in just a few days' time. The sota, who knows? Yeah, as we said, but it's still a possibility she could become mutter. So Maim Gnuvim comes along and says, no, actually, forget, yeah? He'll come on her to make sure that she never becomes mutter, so that she's always Maim Gnuvim. It's a very twisted kind of svara, right?
Yeah.
I'll make her into Maim Gnuvim.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a colourful thing that the Rishash wants to say. So three different pshatim basically is to in terms of why you need mime, like what mime gnuvim is doing. It's kind of coming to add an extra. But the last one, you see, is a contrast with nida. Nida that doesn't apply to, right? Okay. Right, number four, yeah? So it says, umaimim aleha kederach shemaimim al eidin nefashis, yeah? So we kind of threaten her in the same way as we kind of threaten, yeah, we intimidate, I should say, yeah? Not threaten, I kind of intimidate, yeah? Eidin nefashis, which means we kind of like, you know, we give like certain kind of musa, you know, we try to make sure, we're trying to get her to admit, yeah? That's what the Gemara says, yeah? The Mishnah says, well, yeah? So the question is, why is it dafka that we say the same things, right, as Eidin Nefashis? What's the kind of connection to Eidin Nefashis, yeah? Because here, Lachor, it's not Eidin Nefashis, right? It's like, you know, Eidin Nefashis where you've got, you know, witnesses coming, yeah, and they're going to give testimony, maybe, you know, to get someone killed, potentially, yeah? Eidin Nefashis, yeah? So there we, you know, we kind of intimidate them and we make sure that they're saying the truth. We give them musabul first, yeah? But this is a bit different, right? So why dafka al eidin nefashis? So the first time, Tosafot
is on Eidi HaChodesh.
What?
On Eidi HaChodesh, which was Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, we also, right? Yeah.
That was different, actually.
So here, yeah. Tosafot Yontif acknowledges this and he says, Klomar, right? Kamosha ma'aymim yoseh al eidin nefashis ma'aydin mamonis, right? Just as, in fact, we give more intimidation, yeah, to Eidin Nefashis than Eidin Mamonis, right? That's all it means, basically. It just means, yeah, not that Mamish, we do it exactly the same way, right? But Eidin Mamonis, we kind of a bit more relaxed on, yeah, and we don't do such a big thing. But Eidin Nefashis, we kind of make sure that they're really kind of, you know, they're really serious, yeah? So we give them a lot of Musa, yeah? Aval lo oto iyum, yeah? But not Mamish, the same thing, Atzmo. Omrim Ba'isha, right? Why should Aidin Yanu Le'in Yana Klal? Because it's just a different thing, yeah? Right, there is Aidin coming to potentially result in someone having a death penalty, and she's not, you know, she's a different Indian. Now, comes along the Chidushe Mariach, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, yeah? And he goes on this Tosafot Yom Tov, and he disagrees. He says, V'Aidin Mukhrach, you don't need to say that it's not Mamish, right, like Aidin Nefashis. Why? Kishayich osa'iyum, atzmo, right? Because in fact, no, the very iyum that you give to Eidin Nefashis is suitable for her. Why? Because you say, shadamu v'dam zaro. When you talk about Eidin Nefashis, you say you should know that his blood and the blood of his children is all going to be kind of hanging on you, yeah? And you kind of, you know, you say, you know, whatever you say, you know, you've got a lot of responsibility for, yeah? That's what you say, yeah? For he gun came, right? Ma'abed atzmo. Now she herself is suitable for her. Why? Because if she doesn't listen to what you're doing, yeah, and she goes and has these waters, she's basically committing suicide, right? Ladas, right? Ma'abedatz ma'ladas, yeah? Shayim toda, because if she was to admit, yeah? Ein magia lashim onesh. Nothing's going to happen to her. We say she doesn't get punished. You can't punish her based on what she says. She gets divorced. Yachol atalasos al ha'aveh teshuva. And then she's got the opportunity to have a clean slate. She can do teshuva, start a new life, yeah? V'tucha laholid banim uvedei banim. She could have more children. She could, you know. So, yeah. So we turn to her and say, you know, your life and the life of your children that's hanging on your head right now, yeah? So, you know, if you've done an aveira, don't drink these waters. You should admit, yeah? So he said, basically, it's exactly the same Ian. So you see, so Tosafot Yom Tov has to say no, it's not mamish. It's just trying to say it's more than nefash, mamonis. And according to this, no, it's exactly, you give her exactly the same intimidation as you do Eidin Nefashis.
Well, I said a similar thing, but just with that, if it were Eidin Zomimim, because they may die. But he seems to be focusing on that you may be responsible killing the victim that you're testifying against, and if it's not true, you're going to be responsible for that. That's what he's saying. I think it's
damo on yourself. Yeah.
No, I think it means kishak oiso iumatsmo. You should damo v'dam zaroi. The question is, he's talking about the victim.
I assumed he was talking about the victim.
Yeah, right, fine. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine.
But yeah.
Okay, good.
But the point is basically for her. The main point is for her. It is kind of suitable that.
Mm-hmm, good.
Okay. Well, last one then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is number five, right? So here we say Rabbi Huda Omer. Im hi liba na'ya lo haya magalhu, but im haya sa'ira na'ya lo haya sota. So if she has a beautiful bosom, whatever, I guess, then you wouldn't reveal it, yeah? You wouldn't, and if her hair's like, you know, beautiful, then you don't kind of strip it down, yeah? So that's an opinion dafka in Rabbi Huda. So it's mashma, there's an argument on this, yeah? So the question is, what is the argument? So the Perish Mishnayos explains, He says, so this is where Rabbi Hood is coming from. He says, Shema Teitse Nikia, because we're worried, maybe she's innocent, yeah? V'yishraku ba parche kuhuna, right? And because of the fact that she's extremely beautiful and she's been revealed, yeah? So the parche kuhuna are going to be going and pestering her afterwards, yeah? And on the other side, the hachamim makbidim benivla b'gnusa. So it's kind of a balancing act here. We're meant to be giving her like embarrassment and you know and right. and you know and so we're, like you know it's kind of like you know how do you balance the factors out, right? So Rabbi Huda feels that on balance, yeah, that kind of intimidation is going to be a problem. She's very beautiful. You're going to create more problems on the tzad that she's innocent, yeah. Whereas the Chachamim say, you know, so what? We'll have to take the risk because this is the required procedure. Anyway, so that's that.
Good. Very good, Skoyach.
Okay.
Very nice, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna get the